Wolf Slumbers here. You know, I really fucked up bad. I ended up getting an apartment that was in a crime-filled shithole filled with just total neglect on the landlord's part, and I have to share a bathroom, and the house is filled with illegal immigrants who can't speak English. So I decided to decide not to rent it anymore. I'm back with my brother. He's pissed. He was downstairs screaming how he doesn't want me to live there anymore, calling me fat fuck and all this type of derogatory language. And then I'm short over $1,000. But I'm still working. Still trying to keep my head up. But, I don't know if there's a lesson in all this. Make sure you know where you are going to rent to before you sign a lease, I guess. I'm just totally embarrassed and fearful of the future. I don't know what I can do other than continue working and continue trying to save money. It's like I'm stuck. I'm kind of impatient with all this. But you're living in a home with a mentally ill person who doesn't want you there. Yeah, you're going to be impatient with your circumstances as well. I mean, I care about my safety. I care about my environment. And if something doesn't work out, then fuck it. I am not going to deal with all that. I'm not sharing a bathroom with a bunch of filthy people who don't take care of themselves, who don't have a garbage bag on their cans, who leave rotten food throughout the house and make a lot of noise in the middle of the night while I'm trying to sleep. So I'm back with my brother. I don't like it. It's actually kind of shitty. But I'm working, that's all I could say. I'm grateful for my job. I don't like my circumstance because it's just working and then it's stuck with my brother. It's kind of a disappointment where you think you're going to get something and you end up finding out it's not, you know, what you think it is. The grass is not always green on the other side. My whole life has just been disappointments and mistakes at this point. 2024 has been that year. Of course, if I can go back a year, I would go back. If I could go back in time, I would go back probably at 13 years old with the knowledge I know now about the BP, about the black pill, about how the game is just rigged against me and there's nothing I can do about it, on top of the fact that I was just born a loser. I was born a genetic failure. Whether it's my height, my mental capacity, my appearance, my environment I grew up in affect me quite negatively psychologically. And then I come to the conclusion that, I'm not going to wake up one morning and be a Chad. I thought I could. With a little hard work and dedication, you can get what you want in life. I didn't realize that's not the case in my circumstance. It's all about money, and really it's all just about status. I don't know what lesson I learned from all this other than just don't, like, think. I don't know. It's fucked up. That's the point. I don't even know the lesson I learned. Other than, you know, take precautions before you move, I guess. But I didn't even understand that. It's unfair. It's like my life. Never had a chance. But I still have hope. I still have hope in me, thinking to myself, it's gonna get better one day. All I want is a good place to live, a satisfactory place to live. I can get that because I got that once before, more than once before. But I have to just take my time and be patient. It's just the world around me is not patient for me. They want things done this second, and that's just impossible. I can't keep up with Chads and Tyrones and Changs and Wands. I can't keep up with the capitalist system that doesn't care whether I live or die. You wake up one morning, you're 33, about to be 34, a virgin, no friends, no career, no family, nobody helping you, and you realize that I don't need any of this. I'm trying to feel better about life, but it's like, it's hard when the game is rigged against you, it seems. But I take it one day at a time, and I try to clear my mind of all negativity that is holding me back. I doubt myself all the time on whether this existence is even right for me. Why do I have to deal with any of this nonsense? Because my parents decided to selfishly have sex in the early 90s, fucked, and 9 months later, I came out. Just to be thrown into a capitalistic system where I'm meant to be this working ape.